Blog Talk Radio.
New shit. I got the new shit, the exclusive. My man Long Loke on deck. Squad life, stand up. Here we go. Long Loke, talk to him, homie.
You already know, man. Up at Smoke Radio. Drop that shit, nigga.
It's new shit, nigga.
You already know how I'm doing it, man.
Long Lucy, man.
I got these bars for y'all niggas.
Let me show y'all niggas how to really do this, man.
Let's do
yeah.
it.
Hop up in the whip, I'm about to make a move. It's time to wake these niggas up, they keep on hitting snooze.
Yeah.
Out in the six, me and my niggas play by different rules.
Yeah.
We keep it G about these hoes, we get to pick and choose.
Yeah.
I want that bitch there, cause she got a fat
okay.
ass. Scoop her up like Mickey D's, speeding down the bat pan.
Yeah.
Couldn't even catch a plane, now I'm flying high class.
Yeah.
Gotta keep a lookout for them people up on my ass.
Ooh.
Why you acting like you ain't a hoe with your lying ass?
Why?
Knowing you gon' chop a nigga down for this damn bag. Bonnie, why you fuck with her? Shorty got a flat ass. Who else gon' bust this drug for me? You? Shit, my bad.
My bad.
I just want the money, baby. Plus, I think it's funny how you criticize another bitch when you ain't getting nothing. Bitches let her down another bitch for fucking with a hustler. This shit might not be for you, baby, but all her bills caught up. Shit, let me watch you grab this half and make it bubble. When I paid your ass last time, this time I'll make it double. If somebody takes something, let me know. I'll make it trouble.
When
I keep that banger on me, at that time I ain't trying to tussle.
Bye-bye.
If you skinny and you weak, get it together. Gain some muscle. Cause I'm skinny, but I'm cut. And on my soul, I can rumble. And my mother said, listen, baby, Lonnie, stay humble. It's a jungle. If you run it down their throat, don't fumble. I listen to you, mama. Blow kisses to you. If you ever need something, tell me. I'll give it to you. If I ever fall off, remind me I'm a king. And I'm bound to be successful because it's in my fucking genes. Lately, I've been stuffing all this fucking money in my jeans.
Money.
It ain't never been a question who gonna take one for the team.
No.
Always been a dope rapper. Had to wake up from a dream. Now I made this shit reality. My bars are fatality. Used to work at Arby's. 300 was my salary.
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks. Now I make that in an hour.
See? Yeah.
Take a picture of this king. Add it to your gallery.
Yeah.
Take a look at my life, man. I swear this shit inspiring.
Okay.
Cuddle talking, ticket talk. Battery my flowering. When I made my first 5 bands, this shit was flattering. Cause I came from nothing. On my soul, I ain't fronting. Played the cards I was dealt. And on my soul, I ain't bluffing. Shit. You ain't never watch your mom bust a jug. When she finished, you say, mom, what's the flip?
Hey, mom,
she say, look,
flip?
If I give you $5, you supposed to make 10.
$10?
That's a flip. Tuck the 5 and you do that shit again.
Oh.
I was taught to hustle, I just ain't know this shit at the moment.
Okay.
Don't front me shit, I don't want owe you shit, I don't want it.
Okay.
If it's fourth down, I'm going for it, nah, I ain't punting.
Okay.
If your money's short, give me what you got, but I ain't fronting.
Okay.
I don't beef with niggas, I stay to myself and get money.
Money.
If you try to rob me, crash, you a dummy.
Bow.
You can't ball like me, cause you ass and it's funny.
Wait.
Am I like my money tripping, talking all blue hunnids. If you hear this in a party, know the whole joint jumping.
Let's go.
If you pull up on my niggas, know the whole crew jumping.
Yeah.
Killing niggas for no reason. Man, as well be Donald Trumpin'.
Yeah.
Cause my gun's for self-defense and I am not nigga hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got picture-perfect verses for your nerves. Guy, anything I spit, you can picture it through a bird's eye. Hey, bitch, I hit acting different now when she curved, guy.
Yeah.
She don't answer calls, just text message one word, guy. Black Rob gon' have to contact the niggas.
Up,
record
man.
Labels gon' wanna come sign a contract with niggas.
Nah.
I gave handouts and still ain't get my arm back from niggas.
Pussy.
Recorded tracks and still ain't get my songs back from niggas.
Pussy.
Tell me what's wrong with these niggas, they are snakes. I'm about to hit my lawn with these clippers. Lately I drink all my pain away. It's all in my liver cause I get it from the mud. I'm a dog, how you figure, nigga?
Yeah, baby.
Up and Smoke Radio. And we're live here on the Up and Smoke Radio Network. It is Thursday, you know what I'm saying? What is this? July 26th, you know what I'm saying? 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and you're here with Smoke the Dog, a.k.a. Smoke the Mayor. So let's look a shot for me.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. But, yeah, there was no show last week. Shit was kind of fucked up. I think I was sick or some shit. But we're back here this week, again, this week, you know what I'm saying? Let me go into some shit real quick. I don't like to talk about myself, but... fuck it. Let me go ahead and go in. You know what I'm saying? I went ahead and took my driver's test a couple weeks ago, and I failed. And I thought it was completely trash. I felt completely devastated. But my whole fucking thing about this whole driver's test shit is I look at it like this here. Why is, like, I look at it like this. What I felt the parallel shit, okay, people? And you know what I'm saying? I took it in my daughter's truck, you know, six kind of high. I couldn't see the fucking cone or whatever. Went back too far. If it was a car, I'd have fucked that shit up. I'll just be flat out honest to y'all, people. Think that should be the fucking end-all, be-all on the whole fucking shit. I think that if we remember when we was in high school, if you got one fucking question wrong, well, fuck it. You got an A-minus. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you fail to fucking parallel park, that's it. It's like you're trash. You cannot fucking do nothing. It's like you can't drive. And I think that's whack because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, yes, you got to know how to parallel park, but the way they want you to do it with two hands, and I want to do it on the nigga shit with one hand and just go all up in the motherfucking shit. And you know what I'm saying? And whoever's calling me, you know good and goddamn well at 6 o'clock, I am doing a show. So I just need you to go ahead respectfully put a gun in your mouth and go in your backyard and do the Lord's work. Okay? Now let me continue. You're fucking up the flow of my shit right here. Okay? So I don't think that should be the end-all, be-all. I fucked up, but I will be back again to get them next time. But I just think that's fucking trash. You're just going to try to tell me that I can't drive because I just can't park backwards. I can do everything else right, but just that one part, then you just fail the fucking test. So fuck that and fuck them, but I'll be back. I will not be discouraged. You can't keep a good nigga down. Ain't that right, children? And another thing that was fucking me up this week, and I know this is going to go across some lines here. I'm not trying to be a kick in the nuts or put anybody down here, but I know there's a lot of women, probably in October of last year, September, and you were talking to yourself and you said, you know what? I got to get my summer body right because I want to go ahead and put this on. I want to wear my little shorts. I don't want the gut showing. I want motherfuckers looking at me. But what happened is you didn't do it. You continued to put mayonnaise on both sides of bread. You continued to eat everything fried. You continued to put gravy on everything. Now it's summertime. And you're still trying to force yourself into those little ass shorts. And I'm going to tell you what. No matter how much you pop your hip out or your kneecap and put your hand on your hip and try to do the little thing, it's not working. You're fat. And you're, well, no, you're not fat. It's just that you don't have the summer body just yet. You should just go ahead and wait until next year and try to get it on because I feel as though you can probably get those shorts on, but just not right now. Okay? To say, that's just my opening statements for today, and let me bring on the motherfuckers, the motherfuckers, the motherfuckers.
Yeah, baby!
The Soul Sisters are in the building. Ladies, talk to me.
Yes, what up? Smoke. Hey, sister girl.
Yes,
I got too much to say on this. What up? So, the dread doctor in the house. What up, mama?
In the
boo?
House.
What's up?
We hear y'all. We hear. Mm-hmm. Well, let me start off on him, on this whole driving thing. And any nigga MPA that would know, and anyone in any other state would know, yes, you can get points, you can miss this or that. Like maybe let's say you were going to back up and you didn't actually turn your full body around and look behind you. You may get a check off and still pass. But what Smoke should know is in the great state of Pennsylvania, that parallel parking, no, baby. You got one and done. You didn't do it. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and do it again.
And it doesn't
you're
mean
done
you can't
you
smoke. It doesn't mean you can't drive. It just means that you can't get your license.
At all.
Right.
You can't have
drive.
That license.
See, people saying it doesn't mean that I can't drive. You're right. It doesn't mean that you can't drive. It just means that you can't get your license. But it's very imperative that
yeah,
you drive
I mean,
in parallel course.
I can still swag it out on the permit, long as I got a licensed driver with me and all. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're not. You know, I take the test again this time next week. So this time next week, I should be talking to y'all on some license shit.
That's what's
well, you know, I mean, the Soho. Go ahead, Mama. What you said?
No, I just told him make sure he get his practice on. So you know what I'm saying? He have better luck next time. Make sure you practice this week before you go in.
Exactly.
And as far as the summer body thing, I just want to say, and this is the Dread Doctor on call, I just want to say thank you, God, that I don't have that problem. I'm blessed with a summer body every year. By the grace of God. I don't have to worry about that.
And I wanted to top off on that and just thank the Lord that it's no longer a summer body I'm looking for, but a winter body.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're ready. You're ready to start hibernating.
Well, you know the Soul Sisters are from the South, the funky South. Get it down South. Get it down South. So you know, our winter's your summer.
All year round.
Yeah, that thing.
There you go. Well,
that
you know
mirror thing. But
start
I had
it.
One more thing on the.
Yeah,
I had
yeah,
one
yeah.
more thing for you, Smoke, on the driving mess. And I don't know, we all don't know how old Smoke is, but is this your first driver's license?
Good question.
It absolutely is.
On.
I've never had a license in my life.
Well, I guess it sucks to be you then.
I'm sorry
you didn't know the
right
rules
now,
of your great
state. Hold on. Let me elaborate. I was on the nigga shit, let's be clear. Was on the nigga shit, on the lazy shit, and was just driving, just driving because I just never got caught, never felt like getting the shit. I do not know why I did not do the shit. You know what I'm saying? And here, nigga on the fuckery, you know what I'm saying? Actually, just, you know what? I'll just go ahead and do it. You know what I mean? Man, just lick a shot for my
dumbass.
At 42 years of age, my dumbass is just out here trying to get my license now.
Sat down. Sat right on down.
Okay. Hey. I can.
What you say,
it.
Sister? Ain't that a mess? 42, just getting his license and going to open up the show with Oba and what they did. And can I get one point wrong? Oh, but yes, you can. Just not that their point and that their seat.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So if I'd have been up there smoking cigarettes while I'm driving, it'd have been cool. But, you know what I'm saying? Or, damn it, or not driving with a seatbelt on, I guess would have like, okay, that's fine. But parallel parking, when another car is already parked, it's not like I'm going to hurt anything except another car. If they would have took a point off of me for not wearing my seatbelt, okay. How come you just can't get an okay, like, okay, all right, just do a do-over? How come you just go and say, okay, just give me a do-over and say, okay, just try it over one more time.
Well, maybe
and
if it was the kid behind you, they didn't have a do-over for their life. So that's all I'm going to say. If the kid
that,
was as small as the cone.
You opened up another wound because what he did, he's a van pull-out. So when he told me to pull out, I'm thinking, all right, I'm in this. And because it's close to the road. So I'm like, oh, over there on the road. He said, no, right over here. Right over there. You know, and it was on some parking.
Does not follow instruction. You had to check under there. Does not follow instruction. He said, pull out. You was like, oh, no, but I got this, though. Negative.
I did not say, but I got this, though. But I just wanted to him.
Clearly, you did.
Give me a do-over. Like, why would you just do that and just not just give me a do-over and just let me just try to do it over again?
Because you don't get that on the paralleling NPA. Which you should know at 42 years
old. Let me shut her mic off because she's not just going to be all disagreeable about this license.
I wish my mic may go off.
But my shit is like this here. I got three more times to fail. And then I just have to, if I do that, then I just have to take the bum ass permit over. Then we start the process over again. They can't, I cannot.
Well, we're going to go ahead and holler at you next week about how you did on your test. But now, on moving on to your body shaming. What you had said, soul sister.
Excuse me, sir.
No, I was saying in reference to that. I didn't have that problem
all year.
She said she didn't have that problem.
Yeah, I don't have that problem. By the grace of God.
I don't think neither one of us have that problem.
Yeah, neither one of us has that problem. But I mean, I was
talking about what about?
Was,
then,
yeah,
don't
neither
you feel
one
like
of
he body shamed? Right. Didn't he body shame?
He did a little because he tried. Well, not body shame.
Who set the rules, lady?
Not us in particular, us women, not us, because, you know, we the flyest all year. But to all the other women that said, oh, I'm going to get my summer body together, and they didn't just do all that. Well, listen here. Soul sister got her body all year long. And actually, it's the winter body that we would be saying, oh, let me get my winter body together, because that's our summer.
Oh, that is right, because you guys... you guys live where people vacation at.
Oh.
And this summer all year long.
And
where
we're
at
South Memphis. South Memphis?
High five, sister girl. You better know it. All year long.
Not only the summer, but we got the body for it all year long, by the grace of God. One more time.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
By the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Big shout out. Big shout out to the Lord.
Yes.
Shout out. Thank you. One time for him.
Okay.
Being blessed.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready? We got it all out now?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving on. Moving right along.
You know how we started off. Let's get it.
Look who's coming out at night. Look who's coming out at night.
Look who's coming out.
Look who's coming out at night. Look who's coming out at night.
Look who's coming out.
Look who's coming out at night. Look who's coming out at night.
Look who's coming out.
I'm done. You guys might be familiar with this guy named Glock 9. Listen to this guy. Let's go.
I was listening to some of the lyrics. And, one of them said, she know I'm kind of ugly. It's like Beauty and the Beast.
I ain't gonna lie. That lyric getting on, like, that bit pop out. That's what, I don't know. Well, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I know I'm ugly, too.
You think you're ugly?
Little piece. I still get hope.
I still
be on my fly man shit, though.
Well, you know, money makes you handsome.
Yeah.
And fame makes you handsome too.
I know. That's why they be talking about he ugly, but I still, yeah, I already know. But I ain't fuck these hoes. I got a wife.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You wifed up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know though, man. Are you in? Remember there was the whole Kodak thing about how he prefers light skin girls? Because,
I broke gold.
He was saying how light skin girls are easier,
yeah.
Easier to control, I guess. Something like that. Are you on that?
I ain't gonna lie. What did he say? I'm already black. I don't need no black bitch.
Right, that's what he said.
So, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I can't have no cut. Like, I know if I'm fucking with you, I'm black as fuck, right? I'm black as shit.
Yeah, black is beautiful, though, man.
So I know if I fought with a black bear, we're going to have a black-ass baby.
So?
I ain't with that.
Why?
Cause I'm already black as fuck.
So?
I can't. No.
Why? I mean, this is an interesting thing. You know what I mean? Like, so if you have a baby, you don't want your baby to be the same complexion as you?
Mm.
Why?
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
What do you mean?
Like, it's a dark ass shade. They be hell nah. I can't
listen to more of this nigga because I couldn't understand a lot of the shit he was saying, but you two got the gist of why I was putting him on a train is because you guys being chocolate. He can't fuck with y'all because he can't have no black ass baby. And I'm sorry, I had to put him on a train for that because I didn't feel as though he had to even go out of his way to even say no shit like that. So I'm going to pass it to whoever wants to go first.
Texting Roland. Get that train rolling.
Definitely keep the train rolling.
No, we need the train, Smoke Dog.
You want the train?
Don't take that.
You want the train?
What about black on black crime? Where's the white women at?
Go ahead, crush
him, soul sister.
Go ahead, soul sister. You go ahead. Shut him down.
Go ahead, doctor.
Go ahead, doc.
I know. I'm going to have to let y'all do that because I was off for a little bit. I had to get back in. Look, I had to chime back in. I was on pause for a second doing something. So, yeah,
okay,
my bad.
Let me go ahead and take over that. First, I'm going to start with black is beautiful, brown is thick, yellow is smeller, and white is pink. Now, we all know that. So let me just start off on his ass right there. Now, we done already said black's beautiful. This nigga on here is talking about, and you know him, and who was that nigga that I can put him on a train again? So
Kodak Black.
Within our own race. Okay, so I'm super dark, I'm extra crispy ass nigga. I don't want no dark skin ass girl because I don't want no black baby. Even though we know in our culture, I'm from the saying, like I just said, black is beautiful. The blacker, the berrier, the sweeter, the Where did this nigga come from with that? I don't even understand that.
He's from Florida.
He's already shut the.
I missed that completely, and I'm glad I did, because that's just a childish mind. I mean, because at the end of the day, even if two dark-skinned people got together, it's not really 100% guaranteed that their child is going to be dark-skinned, because it goes down, you know what I'm saying? It could be somewhere hereditary where they inherit light-skin or lighter-skin. They're not necessarily going to be a dark-skin, but I mean, to each his own. But yeah,
put them on the train. Black is beautiful. Like, can we start again with black is beautiful?
I'm going to say like this.
Yellow
this kid is probably.
And white ain't shit. That is the saying. You know, we used to do little hand jives and shit when we was kids. That's the saying. Black is beautiful. Everybody knows black is beautiful. Crackers know black
is
beautiful.
But there's also the misconception that if a black man get with a white woman, that they're going to have a beautiful mixed child. But that's not necessarily true because I don't think some ugly mixed kids. And it's not necessarily that they're going to have the long, silky hair, the blue eyes, or none of that bullcrap. You feel me? They can still come out just as black as him. Or, I mean, it is what it is.
Or a dirty ass, mutt ass, light skinned ass, somewhere in between as. Not so cute ass babe. I don't even understand that nigga. Who was that nigga? Because he is definitely.
His name is, he's a rapper named Glock 9 out of Florida.
I was about to say, he's definitely out of Florida. That's huge.
But my whole thing about it is.
I don't know how old
that's what I was getting to because. He's a young kid, and you know, they don't really teach slavery in school these days. They teach 9/11. So, and you guys know, like one of the classic rips, if you just walk with me, was calling somebody an African booty scratcher and all that. Like it was just completely just fucked up to be from Africa. Just, you know, seeing all the baby, pictures of.
What would this little black girl get out there and do with her stomp clap, 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 clap
might not. He might just be like, man, my skin is my sin.
As are
shit.
All black in one way or another. As are all black. And let me just shut down this whole fucking black white thing. This here's the whole shutdown on it, and I'm not even doing no more conversations on it. I'm a black child. You're a white child. We're 3, 4. When do you start school? We're 4 years old. We go to school together. I, as a black child, learn. You were a slave. I, as a white child, learn. You invented everything. Tell me that don't have any of effect on your psyche and how everything else, and as you're raised up and come up, no matter how community. That's the first part. You were a slave, and the fuck you invented everything. And we all know, if we're educated black people, that's a complete lie. And you as white people or any other race of people can't even speak on it because you ain't come up like that. And any other race trying to speak on it, you can't. You just can't. That stops any conversation right there. I was a slave and you invented everything. Forget it. It's done. Y'all got this.
I'm gonna give another perspective. And Dread Doctor, you want to chime in on anything?
I want to let you speak first because I heard you were trying to chime in. So let me hear what you were gonna say.
No. It was another clip because I think the clip can articulate it better.
But I mean, even so, the way she put it on, I mean, it sort of makes them feel like white people are superior to. Nothing, they're better than us. That's not true. So, and that's really why he feel like he'd rather be with a white woman versus a black woman. But this day and age, you know what I'm saying, we're just as powerful. You know what I'm saying, we're just as beautiful. I mean, we got just as much. It really, I don't know. For him to say that in this day and age, I mean, he sounds pitiful.
Pitiful and foolish. That's how he sounds, like he ain't been learning up on nothing. Because we all know, all those who they teach us, they invented the telephone, they invented electricity. We all know their slaves invented that, their mastermind slaves invented that. They were their property, therefore their patent, and therefore their invention. So another, we'll continue on from last week, it's about teaching and starting in our own homes and in our own communities. So for a young man like that, a young rapper in Florida, to even have that viewpoint means he's just uneducated. And that's what they bank on, and that's what the other society relies on, us feeling inferior, and we're definitely not. And the last thing I'm going to say on this point, and I'm the full way off any black or white point because I just shut that whole shit down. Damn it. I hope when I forget what I was going to say. It's going to come back to me in 1 second, but listen to me. Any point with that black and white thing, we're already taught to be inferior, period. That views everything in a whole different light to you. And if we don't know that, because they're not going to teach us that, and I know I spoke last week on how, or the week before on how, it was apparent she was outraged on Facebook or something because she's seen in there like, oh, and the Indians decided to share their land with the white people. That is not the truth. That is not the truth. We are the creators of everything. And I mean, you know, that's up to us to go back in our history and educate our young ones, and you know, to act accordingly. We invented everything. Oh, this is what I was going to say. Thank you for it coming back to me. The white race is the only race that cannot procreate. If a white man makes a baby with a Chinese woman, that baby's Chinese, and with a black, that baby's a black or a mud or in between. A baby with anybody else and a white man is not a white race. And that's what that young brother does not know. So now who do we fault for him not knowing that? Can we fault the school system? Because they ain't going to tell the truth. They ain't been telling the truth. You know, we got a presidency now that, you know, shooing all these people and ripping all these kids away from because they're not American. Are we American? Oh, were we? I mean, we are because we were born here now. But this is stolen land, so I have nothing else to say on that. Y'all got all that.
Okay. Let me go into the clip because I think he can definitely articulate it better than what I can.
Self-hatred. And it's also eugenics. Because if I don't like what I look like in the mirror, the best way I can make myself quote unquote look better from a Eurocentric standpoint is to have a child with a European woman. My child might come out lighter, straight hair. He might look more like Barack Obama than me, which is more acceptable to white folks. it's self-hatred. The black man marries the white woman not because he's necessarily in love with the white woman. Okay, he's in love with what she represents. It's the culture, it's the power, and it gives him a sense of feeling equal with the white man. You see, it helps him deal with his insecurity complex. If I can marry the white woman, maybe I am as good as the white man.
Where's that insecurity? At what age do you think that insecurity is really, really coming from?
From birth. You got to remember, black men are the victims of psychological castration from the day we're born. Everything in society is programmed and engineered to give us one message, that you're nothing here and you never will be. You see, everything in society, every institution is designed to reject and repulse the black male. Okay, I look at when I was working on my doctorate and how it took me 8 years to finish, how so many nights I just wanted to quit, but I couldn't, because I said, if I quit, I'll never be able to give another speech at another high school graduation telling these folk not to let nobody break you down if I let them break me down. That's the only thing that kept me going. Our children. Okay, because I didn't want to be a hypocrite to our children. Other than that, I would have quit. The racism, the differential treatment, I mean, and this is in 2012, you know, so I understand why a lot of black men quit. Because why put up with that? This is why they drop out of school. Why do I have to put up with being degraded in order to get my high school diploma? You see, you know, and so this is why our brothers just quit. They just hang out on the corner, smoke weed, not because I want this loser life, but when I try to make something of myself, I'm constantly having to fight, and you know what it triggers? It triggers depression. And what is the outgrowth of depression taken too far? Suicide. Black men have the fastest growing suicide rate in America, and nobody's talking about it. When they shoot somebody, it's all over the news. You notice that? They never miss an opportunity to cover a homicide. Why do they never cover suicide? All the black men killing themselves in New York? Nobody's talking. No, why isn't that on the news? Because when a black man takes his own life, that benefits the system. But when a black man takes another person's life, that benefits the system too. But the gun is considered a threat to the American social order, because if he's armed, he can hurt us as well. So that becomes an issue. But if he's only going to take his own life, we're going to applaud that. You don't hear nothing about black suicide because it's convenient.
Back on my bag. That was Dr. Umar Johnson, you know what I'm saying? And I was going to retract the Coon statement, but I'm not, because we are in an age of information. But I can also see how that young brother can be programmed, because we do not, and I remember us doing a show, I'm going to bring the Soul Sisters back on in a second, and they can attest to this, when we were saying that, damn, where's our black magazines? Where's a magazine that's showing black greatness? Only thing, if he turns on the TV, what he sees is Miss American, Miss America, that's white. Whatever the European phenotype is white. Even if they deal with people that speak Latin, you're dealing with the phenotype of white people. They're not talking about Afro-Latinos or anything like that. They're talking about the ones that look like Italians. And I'm saying that this brother probably just been rammed down his head that white people are the best shit since sliced bread, which we're already told that the white man's ice is definitely colder. You know what I'm saying? Even though we don't buy to the sucker shit at all, but that's what the programming is. It's like everything is backwards and shit. If, you know, everybody watched the movie Malcolm X, and y'all know that great part when they looked in the damn dictionary and black was all super fucked up and everything about white was just the best fucking thing ever. You know what I'm saying? And we can get off of it, and we can stay on it, but I just wanted to see if you guys, we're going to bring the Soul Sisters back, and wanted to say anything about what Dr. Umar had to say. We'll pass it to whoever first.
First of all, I thought I was already shutting this down, but clearly my mic was muted.
Yes, because somebody was talking.
This brother said, shut up, Smoke. This brother said exactly what I said, and I'm definitely off because I have nothing else to say about it. It comes from birth. From the time you're in school and taught anything, you're a slave
and you invented everything. Period. There's nothing else to say about that. Y'all got on it.
But at the end of the day, he comes from a mind of if you can't beat them, join them. But, I mean, these days and age, you don't have to feel like that. Like, he literally wanted to just join married a white woman so he can feel like he can fit in with the white man. We do that now anyway. I mean, we black is power nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
Because we're taught that. But, sister, we're taught that. That's all we know from the start of learning and education. We're taught that. Period.
We are.
So it ain't about, oh,
we are. And it depends on your support system and all that, you know, and around you and at home, because regardless of what they teach you in school, you have your parents and your family and your friends that encourage you to let you know, like, you can be better than them. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the
Correct.
Reasons why I refuse. You know what I'm saying? I refuse to fly. I'm just one of the ones where I feel like they're not better than me. I don't give a damn how much money, power, whatever. They're not better than me. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they're doing, I could do. You know what I'm saying? Just had to apply myself or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to feel like they're better than you, or you have to. No, I don't agree with that.
You're already taught that they're better than you. So that be the few of us that can come and rise through that.
That's what they're trying to plan in our heads. But that's what they do because that's what it basically back in the days they were made to be better than us. You know what I'm saying? But nowadays it's equal. Even the guy that said. Even though he was saying, I want to marry a European so my baby could probably have sleek hair, probably look like the next Obama. He said, Obama, bitch, Obama was the president. That goes to show you there's nothing a white man can do. That's the top job in America. There's nothing that the white man can do that a black man can do. Just like you say, black is a dominant race. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing the white man, none of them can do that the black man cannot do. You feel me?
And
we can do
it
all.
You said it, sis, but that causes for what? Let's talk about a black, you say nowadays, let's talk about a black family or house nowadays. Where are the dads? Where are the mothers? Mostly in prison, the mothers, they're on fucking drugs, this and that, everything they plant in our society so that we ourselves can't even teach our own community that. You understand? We can't even teach ourselves that because how it's systematically done and made. We can't even teach us that. So for those that do overcome that, like you said, and those that are coming up and saying, hey, we have a black president, we have Obama, that means and shows them, outside of everything they've been taught, that we can do everything and more than they can do.
And one thing I do want to chime in on, there are probably still a lot of broken families, but I can honestly say, a lot of men are trying to step up and be fathers, you know what I'm saying, to their kids these day and age, you know what I'm saying? Some of them can't do as much as they would want to, but, I mean, I see it all over on TV, I mean, in reality everywhere, you know what I'm saying? I see a lot of black men really trying to step up. The homeless may be broken because they're not necessarily going to still do the wives or the baby mamas or whatever, but I think men are stepping up trying to, you know what I'm saying?
And the dads and our black men and our foundation and our support, they're taken away from our young black children. So they have to rely on what they see. They have to rely on how they live and how they can survive. They have to rely on that first before they figure out, oh, I can do everything. But first, right now, I have to feed my family. Right now, I'm taught that I'm inferior. Right now, we're talking at a young age, 5 to 9. This is what I'm taught. This is what I know. This is what I see in my house. So now I have to overcome and rise above, transcend all this against me. I have no conversation to the white man or any other race about, oh, everybody was offered an equal opportunity. Lie. Bullshit. It's not the truth. It's not the truth. I'm off topic. I'm telling y'all.
Somebody's hot. Ain't nobody got time for that. Well, shit, let's get into the good news, because my whole thing about it is we can't talk about stuff, other stuff, and not, because my whole thing about it, I don't always want to talk about the I think the Coon Train is kind of tongue-in-cheek, kind of satire, You know what I'm saying? We don't mean nothing from it, but we can have a build on it. But I do want to give a special shout out to the brother, Jordan Harris, out of state representative out of Pennsylvania, to add the clean slate bill. Basically, if you don't commit any crimes in the state of Pennsylvania after 10 years, your record is wiped clean. And this is something really good. And this is a brother that passed this bill, by the way. You know what I'm saying? And this is a, and
that's
this is
amazing.
A bill that basically, it basically this so people
your
that
people
has
are real second hand.
Yes, it's turned the other cheek, and it's turned and actually, boom. Because I like, you know, we all like to go ahead, and sometimes we don't have a paper in front of us and all that stuff. So there's definitely the receipt of it, because which is great, because when, and this is a guy from the inner city, so when we have a guy like that saying that, hey, this is a guy that's inside making a change, especially, I tell everybody, once you get to, you know, a 9-to-5 or whatever, and there's always going to be these ceilings, I guess they always say, but at least try to change the game from the inside. So shout out to Jordan Harris for checking him out, y'all.
Representative Delosier calls up House Bill 1419, printer number 3314, page 2 of today's House calendar, and the clerk will record the vote. The yeas are 188, the nays are 2 on final passage of the bill.
This is another step moving Pennsylvania in the right direction with regards to criminal justice reform. It was a pleasure to work with my good colleague, Representative Delosier, to push this over to the Senate, and we hope that the Senate will take this bill up, understanding that hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvanians will be helped should this bill get to the governor's desk. Criminal justice reform is on its way in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania because of bipartisan support and bipartisan work. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
It was good to work with so many great groups that wanted the best in giving people a second chance with the Clean Slate Bill. Proud to have worked with it with Representative Jordan Harris and the ability to move this forward and move it over to the Senate. And I would just ask that the Senate take a look, and hopefully will be passed quickly to allow for folks that have been minor criminal offenses, and 10 years have gone by and they've turned their life around. Give them a second chance to be able to start a little bit over. And I appreciate everybody's hard work on this, and thank you very much.
Locked out of education, they're locked out of housing, and being locked out has created many of them to become second-class citizens, giving them a life sentence, even though they have paid their debt to society. With the signing of this legislation, Pennsylvania becomes a first. We become a first in the nation to pass this type of legislation that automatically seals criminal records.
Proud day for Pennsylvania.
And it makes me proud today. With everything that's going on around us, this day makes me proud to be a Pennsylvanian.
And it makes me proud to be a Pennsylvanian, because this is a bipartisan, meaning that this was Republicans and Democrats got together, and this is the first of a kind, of its kind in the nation, and hopefully other states follow, because if you paid your debt to society, and if you want us to have, and you want people to be reformed, they should have a fair shake and have chances to be American citizens and get back and literally pay their debt to society, like paying taxes and shit like that. You know, these guys want them to pay their debt, so let them pay their debt. So I'm totally with this, and I applaud the state representative for getting that, and all the congressmen and all the Senate from the local House of Representatives up there in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I salute. You won't be getting out that much from me, but I will salute you guys on this one.
Well, I'm going to start right in on salute to them on our second chance. But I'm going to stand strong in, where the hell was our first chance? Why we ain't got a first chance, period? Why we already start off working on our second chance? But a salute to them for making changes. We ain't got nothing to do with what happened in the past. All we can do is change things now. So thank you. Thank you so much for our second chance. Work on our first chance. Teach the history as it is. I'm back and done. Y'all got this.
Preach.
I definitely applaud them. Go ahead.
Get them.
I actually have a different perspective on it because, I mean, I'm actually, you know, my record ain't clean. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty old. You know, I ain't going to say pretty old, but I'm older and wiser and having, you know, and I try to rock the straight and narrow, you feel me? And my record does tend to follow me, and that's why I became my own boss, you feel me? So I didn't have to go through the embarrassment. I have to, you know what I'm saying, answer the questions, deal with all that bull crap, you feel me? But I applaud them, especially for the men. And there are some people that are really and truly trying to change. And the fact that they know that their record, you know what I'm saying, continuously to follow them, or people continuously, look at them differently, you know what I'm saying, prejudge them, you know what I'm saying, just because they passed. Because you never know a person's situation and why they had to do what they had to do. Everybody,
right.
You know what I'm saying, just because you got a record or whatever, doesn't mean you're a bad person.
What did it take you, sis, to overcome, you know, the same system we talking about? And you got to remind you now, every black person in America ain't you and ain't got the skill and ain't endowed and ain't blessed and ain't everything in the same way as you. What can, you know, the rest of us black Americans do to overcome this? Just to overcome this second chance. Like I say, why we got to be on this second chance and we ain't never had a first?
Yeah, I say that how we do it is we need people like the state representatives, guys from the inside that really want to, because you have to have somebody from the inside that wants to happen, to want change. I mean, we can do all the shit we want to, and we can say what we want to, but if there's not a guy that's going to be there and actually speak for us, that's why they're called state representatives. They're supposed to be representatives of the state, meaning the people. So, therefore, if he's in there speaking for the people, and we need more people like him to speak more for the people, because I'm sure there's all types. I'm sure all 50 states want this passed.
And that's why it's a big, not really, because really, you know what I'm saying, with most states, it's just a money thing, you feel me? So, at the end of the day, they don't really care if we get our record clear or not, because they want us to keep getting in trouble or little things to keep offending us so that we can continue to pay them whatever money, you know what I'm saying, they tell us to. So it's really about money. But kudos to their state for, you know what I'm saying, for them all sticking together, you know what I'm saying, for the Democrats and the representatives, because that really happens where they're all on the same.
Sis, and you called it, because
yes,
it's always about money. And as much as we're going to give a shout-out to Mr. Harris and the representatives of the great state of Pennsylvania that are trying or maybe hopefully have passed this law, how about the representatives and them starting before that? Forget our second chance. Who's starting on our first chance?
But at the end of the day, I mean, I have to be real with the situation, because some of our first chances, we actually did that shit. You feel me? So, I mean, this is a reform program where basically if it's been 10 years and you even if you didn't do it, you know what I'm saying, that's even better. It's not going to continue to follow you the rest of your life. But if you did do it, after 10 years, you're not on that same path. This is wipe off your record. You know what I'm saying? You can become that changed person that you're trying to be. You feel me? A lot of people can't move forward and become better people because of their record.
Correct, sis, and that's why we're saying, but how about instead they give us our opportunity on the truth and on our first start? That's all I'm saying about this. We're always so quick to accept, you know, second best, and we're always, well, okay, whatever you'll give me, okay, I'm going to take what you'll give me, my second chance, 10 years, and yes, we'll take it, hell, the fuck, we'll take it for certain. But how about somebody in there? How about we set records straight and get these babies' history books and all that shit?
So you're saying that basically it shouldn't be no second chances. There shouldn't be no laws on the table for us to even have to go here, because there should be justice from the gate. It shouldn't even have to be no damn reforms or anything like that.
For justice for us.
Is that what you're saying?
Let's go back and correct our fucking
fucking record as Americans. I don't care if you're black, white, Democrat, or Republican. Let's first start in going back and correcting our record so we can teach and train and learn these babies and educate them right and not the you was a slave and you invented everything. Can we start there, or do we just have to start as yes? That's what I got to say. Y'all know what I'm saying. Take it back to the whole beginning. He still gets his prop for that because, you know, us as black people have to take our steps and strides as how we can get them. So he only gets,
okay.
You know, he get a big up for that, but he won't get on the coon train. But I tell you.
Okay, my thing is I got my bigger brother Bucks on the line with me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me bring them the right way. Where's the children at? You know what I'm saying? Bucks, you with me there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here, dog. I'm here.
Yes, yo. Yeah, hey, you got the Soul Sisters on the line with me. This is my bigger brother, Bucks. And the thing is, I wanted to get you guys' opinion on this little clip because I ran into this clip. You know, we are clipped out today. But it was basically... actually, again, when it comes to articulation, I can articulate it better. This is like a minute clip. I'm gonna bring y'all back in, and I'm gonna just say that you're gonna have to agree, and we're gonna have to bring it around the round table, and say how can we make this happen. Let's go.
Man, listen, my friend just called me complaining about how black-owned businesses charge too much. Hey, yo, Keys, he said. Why buy black when it's so expensive? For which I responded, why buy Jordans when Bobos cost $1.99? Why buy Louboutins when Payless got them $20 pies? Why rock a whole head of Remy when you can get one pack of Kinecolin for $4 a pop? People pay for what they value, and studies show that black folks value big brands at higher levels than any other race. What if we value black-owned brands the same way that some of us value Fendi and stop penalizing black entrepreneurs for the cost of doing business with less capital, fewer resources, and the stigma of being black-owned? I'm not saying that black entrepreneurs should charge unjustifiably higher prices, but let's stop and ask if what they charge is fair before we condemn them.
I'm going to start with you, Dread Doctor. Since you are an entrepreneur, you have your own business, you do the dreads. Did this ever come across to you when people try to cut corners with you, saying, hey, sis, come on, hook me up on a load? Do you have to kind of put people in check because they're not respecting your business?
I do, because what I actually do, because they will come and be like, well, such and such charge me this, whatever, whatever. And I do. I have to put them in their place and let them know she's not doing what I – ain't nobody fucking with me. Look, I'm sorry, but they're not doing it the way I do it. You feel me? So my price is my price. You either go back to whoever, you can send a shit and get it done right. So, I mean.
Well, I could probably maybe answer that question a little better, Soul Sister, since I happen Smoke Dog to be one of the Dread Doctor on Quad's clients. And I definitely support, now this is what I'm going to say about this. Now, her work, her quality, the product that she offers is on a whole nother scale, okay? And we're talking in the dread business here. This is a whole nother scale than what everybody else does. Everybody else charges, like, the, you know, the clip we was listening to. And then, you know, people were like, well, why is it that? Well, the Dread Doctor don't even do that. Like, she gives back to her community. You know, and it's like you have to go and deep in that business once to see. But I feel that black-owned companies cannot ask for what their worth is really for and get it without somebody saying what we heard on the clip. And I can attest to that one.
Big Buck.
So no matter your skill,
yes,
your knowledge, whatever, and whatever area it is, we're just specifically talking about this one area, but whatever it is, you know, whatever black-owned company that you have to charge up because why? then you smoke, dog, since you're asking that to quit, tell me why. And I'd be asking my sister why. Because you have to be what? You have to be what? You have to be compatible. Make your prices compatible in the whole business, even though you have the better product, you have the better quality, you have, you understand?
Can I chime in
so
here
get
for
us
a minute?
That
yes, sir.
Okay, Soul Sisters, I appreciate your comments, Smoke. Thanks for having me on. I noticed in the clip that the young lady used the word stigma. And I think that stigma word in our community is interchangeable with the word intolerance. And I think that from the beginning, we're programmed to not tolerate each other. From a sense that when we're young, as black men, I can speak from being one, I know we're taught that we don't take no shit from nobody ever in the streets, wherever, stand up for yourself. You know, if you go to jail, whatever, don't take anything from anybody. We're programmed from the beginning to not tolerate any bullshit in our lives. So with that being said, you know, we become intolerable. And even with black-owned businesses, they have it the worst because they're not supposed to be tolerable. They're not supposed to be comparative to the other businesses around. And I'm like 6 credits away from having an MBA, and I noticed that black companies have it a lot worse than most. Even with all of the government assistance, they just don't have the support and the foundation that other businesses have because most of them have old money. But anyway, you can plug everybody back in, Smoke.
Yeah, they still on. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's still on. I ain't muted. It's my whole thing about it is to add on to that because earlier we was talking and it was like it was taught early just from programming that black is just super fucked up and it even happens to us being black ourselves. So even spending money with ourselves kind of psychologically fucks with ourselves because.
Yeah.
We've been told that we're fucked up ourselves, so we've been told that, oh man, I'm not fucking with that nigga. He gonna fuck our shit up because
I'm gonna chime in on my last thing because I swear I'm signing off. Even when the black businesses have it better and know it better and always has, but we look like us, you know, not fucking us. I ain't giving them that. Let me go get
because we become
Jesus.
Intolerable.
This
we're
other.
Intolerable.
Yes, and so yes, brother. Yes.
You know, a lot of it was self-inflicted, but a lot of it's not. And I mean, we're not imagining that we're intolerable. You know what I mean? They don't want to be with us. They don't want to stand in a line with us. How dare we be in front of them on anything? You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. Society.
And to the point to where
imagine the thing. Talk about it.
To the point where it's almost to the point where they'll try to take some shit that we made and try to do it better than us. And then we package our shit. Like I said, like we got spots like Buffalo Wild Wings. Since when the white people want wings.
Right.
I didn't hear you because
since the white people want wings, that was the most horrible part of the chicken. Now you just got Buffalo Wild Wings. Now you just got Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now you just want to eat ribs and cook-offs and shit of that nature. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what the hell? But when we try to do it, once we try to make money off our own culture, it becomes a problem.
What I got to say. Now.
You dig?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to end it with the funniest shit. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be the last topic because this is that, what I said, that white and I say so type shit. It can't get no funnier than this. This motherfucking, I'm going to let it fill in. This motherfucking cop, you just might have seen it out there. You know what I'm saying? The lady admits that she did something wrong and everything, right? But the lady, the cop, which was a white woman, basically said that basically, I'm going to arrest you on a coin toss. I'm going to flip a coin, and if the coin comes up, you know, and this is how we're going to handle this. This is justice in America when cops just, that's supposed to serve or protect, basically just play games with your fucking life with a fucking coin toss. You know what I'm saying? So, again, you know, we clipped out today. So, you know what I mean? But, again, I don't got the shit. I can't show you the damn articles, people. So, we're dealing with live radio. So, you know. You know what I'm saying? So,
Sarah Webb admits she was speeding past a Roswell police cruiser.
Turn off the car and pass me the keys, please.
Officer Courtney Brown adds a charge of reckless driving because of the wet pavement, but asks fellow officers what she should do.
I mean, I don't have any speed detections at the same time, but what do you think? Or just tickets?
Atlanta answer or Roswell
answer? Hold on.
Officer Brown opens a coin flip app on her phone.
A head, R tail. Okay.
Tail right.
Yeah. So really, 23. Michael Jordan. Hi. So I got too fast for. Let me write this down.
Too fast for condition.
Is it reckless?
You can do reckless.
The driver has no idea. She just lost a coin flip that will take her freedom.
Do me a favor. Step out of the vehicle for me. Put the phone down.
Yeah. Why am I doing that?
Step out of the vehicle. Turn around. Put your hands down.
What the fuck?
For real.
That's the only thing I could say.
Not to be lighthearted on what happened to her, but I mean, she's alive. I mean, in all honesty, she's alive. She had a little, you know what I mean, a little misfortunate incident, which was bullshit. It was bullshit, but I'm saying she's alive. So, you know what I mean? Cry me a river, because I'm saying, you know what I mean? They dropped all the charges immediately. You know what I mean? When America seen that, they dropped all her charges immediately. So, you know what I mean? I mean, there was a little discomfort there, but you know what I mean? Hey, people are dying out here. And, I mean, police are dirty. We know this. You know what I mean? That's what they do. They play those games like that. You know what I mean? I seen something equally as disgusting today where they're doing karaoke to Taylor Swift or some shit, and it's called Why'd You Make Me Do It? You know what I mean? With all the shootings and the murders and all that shit, do you think that's a good idea? Who thinks that that's a good idea?
I seen that fucking bullshit where the cops are doing some type of karaoke and they're having a dance off and shit.
Yeah, Why'd You Make Me Do It or some shit to that song. You know what I mean? You know what the content of that song is. Y'all sitting up here killing people.
Yeah, man.
Now, you know. But I mean, life is hard enough. It's hard enough, but it's harder for us. So, you know what I mean? You get some good friends, you know what I mean, that with some unconditional love, get rid of them disloyal day ones, fuck them, you know what I mean, because people make themselves miserable fucking around with them day ones. Get rid of them. If they ain't no good, get rid of them.
That's right.
Live your life. Live your best life.
And, whoa, that was it. He ended off with the shit. We're going to pass it around to the sisters because I really... That was the show. We kicked out an hour real quick just like that. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to start it off with the Dread Doctor. Tell the people how they can get in contact with you. Tell people your Instagram, how they can look at your summer bod in the wintertime. All that cool shit.
It's the Dread Doctor on call. It's all of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, The Dread Doctor on Call. All one word.
You better know about it. To tell a friend, tell a friend.
Yes, that I create miracles one dread at a time.
And we will see you.
One at a time.
Creating miracles one dread at a time. Hey, but I did want to say, I felt like he fell on that video, though. Look, I was like, oh, my God, that's fucked up. But then I was listening to the voice, and I was like, it sounded like she white, so shit. She just going to say so our word a little bit. So I didn't really feel bad for her, but the situation itself was a messed up situation.
I had, like, two situations because I was like, yeah, it's happening to white people. But I thought it was some bullshit, but I was like, yeah, it was happening to one people, but he really smacked me. Big brother smacked me on the face like, yeah. Well, she at least she get a chance to tell her story
least,
and shit.
At least she lives. He hit
you know
on the top of him.
Fuck that. Fuck that crap.
Okay.
We ain't regulated by the we ain't left regulated by the FCC. You know what I'm saying? Yo, hey, fuck that.
You should have ended that way. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, you went to liquor, went to liquor shot for it, but again, you know what I'm saying, y'all can check me out on Monday for Music Monday when I support all the local guys from out here in PA, you know what I'm saying, here on Up and Smoke, and check me out here every Thursday for Smoke On Everything, Smoke On Music, Smoke On Politics, Smoke On Everything, and I'd like to thank my big bro Bice for tuning in, and the Soul Sisters once again. Let's hold on. Let's get their music back.
Yeah, baby.
And I'll talk to y'all lovely ladies next week. And
I appreciate y'all.
Peace out, and I will talk to y'all next week. This is Up and Smoke Radio. I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in. Thanks for the lovely ladies, Soul Sisters, Bigger Bro. And we're going to sign off. Let's see if I can get this cracking. Because I heard it'd be sounding crazy. But let's see if is it on here. Let's see it because I wanna, you know. Let's see here. Oh, let's see if it goes. See if it goes. Tell me if it goes.
Johnny,
text me. Tell me if it sounds good.
Johnny Bread on the Bread.
Pretty bitch, ring a bells like play. Jack Frost, I'm cool with decay. Frostbite on them niggas ain't safe. Go beat a bitch, then go beat up my face. Yo, bitch, she gigging, she ride my wave. All on my surfboard, y'all saying Jay. And that's to be pretty, it's just how I came. Look, pretty flocker, lay. Walk through showstoppers. Want the Gucci and the Prada. Spitting flames like lava. Smoking gas like Rasta. No backwoods, smoke grabber. Made a floor to that water.
Made a flow to that water.
I am that bitch who just pretend you can't be me.
No.
They won't admit they know I'm the G-O-A-T.
Bitch the GOAT.
Pretty flocker, making bitches and these niggas pop.
Pop.
Putting blood, sweat, and rain and make these beats a bop. That's a rain, you could call me flocker fame, yeah. That's like a fame, spitting fire on this thing, yeah. You know I'm coming, really coming, word the rain, yeah. Pretty bitch who beat and walk out his name, yeah.
That's a rain, you could call me flocker flame, yeah. That's like a flame spitting fire on the same, yeah. You know I'm coming, really coming with the rain, yeah. Pretty bitch, you beat and walk out his name, yeah.
Winning and I'm chasing binges like I got a limit. Gotta get it, where the line, you bitches talking finish. I can't see it, this OG is fogging up my lenses.
Yeah.
My niggas solid, they stay down it, ain't no fold to bend it. Running shit up like a fat bitch, taste a fucking chicken. Run up, bitches, me can say they got you spitting.
Mad.
Pretty flocker, sauce is dripping, ragu in the kitchen.
Drip.
I'm in the field, no benches. I got these niggas wishing that they could come and chill with me, cause they like how I'm living. He wanna be my baby, she wanna be my mistress. Sorry, you can't wife me, you could put me on your wish list. She ain't on vacation, but I swear that hoe be tripping. Tryna be all in my business like she Wendy Williams. Yeah, that soccer got her caught up, now they in they feelings. Usher Raymond got her twisted, they don't know what it is. Quick to kill it, call me Kendrick, how I spit shit, cause I'm.
That's a rain, you could call me soccer flame, yeah. That soccer flame spitting fire on his name, yeah. You know I'm coming, really coming with the rain, yeah. Pretty bitch, you beat and walk out his name.
That's a rain, you could call me flock of flame, yeah. That's like a flame spitting fire on his thing, yeah. You know I'm coming, really coming, where the rain, yeah. Pretty bitch who beat and walk out his name, yeah.